As I was thinking about today's reading, there was something that struck me in all of the readings that we had, the importance of the hand. Repeatedly in the reading from Samuel, we have David's hand. Goliath is going to be handed into the hand of David, and there was no sword in David's hand, but he had a staff. And then in the psalm, there is this phrase that blessed be the Lord who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. And then in the gospel, a man with a withered hand that is stretched out and then restored. I want to think about this image for a couple of minutes. Go back to Genesis chapter 3. What happens in that chapter? The hand is used to choose to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so to speak, when that happens, when they choose that fruit, they displace God. We do not need God any longer. And it's not just the hand that withers, but the soul withers as well. Because now there's no perspective on life that's going to take God at the center. And indeed, this is what we could say is the fundamental problem in our lives. That because we use our hand to choose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, our soul withers. But what does Jesus want to do? Jesus wants to restore the withered hand. He wants to restore our soul so that we can live in this world with a certain kind of perspective. It's called the supernatural point of view. It's able to see life in such a way that we are not overwhelmed by the Goliaths who can so intimidate us and again lead us to displace God. But instead, like David, we're learning what it is to say, Lord, I want to be used by you in such a way. I want my hands to be used by you so that they will bring not only greater glory to you, but defeat those enemies that would so want to overwhelm and intimidate us. And so what I'd like to leave you with this morning is this invitation to see and to consider how in our own lives, Jesus is repeatedly saying, stretch out your hand, come to me, allow me to continue to do that work of healing and restoration in your own life, so that you in turn can be used by me to serve my purposes, to serve my kingdom, and to help all of us to grow in being those who can truly celebrate that Jesus' hand is taking our hand so that we can indeed give glory and praise to him.